This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Song I like the best. This is the Good Day program.
Why don't we just lead with that all the time, Richie?
Because then in 2 weeks you'd get bored of it and say, get rid of this song.
Well, that gives us 2 weeks anyway.
I'd like to live in the now.
Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous queen of cheap is here with deals that you'll get from Disney, Best Buy, all that exciting stuff. We have Jennifer doing the television report later on. Maybe I'll put the two of them together, Richie, and they can report on Doctor Who.
They can talk about cheap television.
Ooh, Doctor Who, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw that the announcement was made yesterday that Doctor Who is headed to the big screen.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So why will that be?
TV report.
Why will that be good?
Well, it's good for a number of reasons. Actually, they've done this before, but they've done it where it wasn't paid. The BBC.
Oh, okay.
BBC America has done this before, but not where it was necessarily a paid thing. You had to like enter a contest. You had to show up and wait online for hours, and which both of which I have done.
Of course.
But the BBC, the BBC filming techniques. They film like a major motion picture rather than like television shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see things like Doctor Who that they've done, their production values are just extraordinary. It translates immediately to the big screen. You couldn't put most sitcoms up on the big screen.
They no, but you know what else doo-doo? Would translate from the BBC? Downton Abbey. There's a movie there, or two or three.
Right on the big screen. But yeah. Doctor Who has a lot of special effects. It's very special effects heavy.
When I was a kid, Doctor Who was just like standing in front of the camera. And, hello, this is Doctor Who.
Well, the monsters were like boxes wrapped in tinfoil. Yeah. You know, it was hilarious. But
right,
you know, so it translates well to the big screen, and there's a demand for it, obviously.
All right, so that's Roberta's story. Stick around for her Queen of Cheap report. In the meantime, Rich McFadden at the controls of our studio in Washington with Kenny and Jennifer and Roberta and me, who has a story about the latest person. Richie will pretty much come up. We should actually start this every day, have Richie's dirt bag of the day report.
You know, that wouldn't work.
Why?
As much fun
You're
as it
always,
would be.
You always have got somebody that you call.
No, I don't. That's the thing. But this guy is the true dirt bag of the week.
Really? I bet I'm going to disagree with you on this, but
okay,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I can't until you tell the story.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I disagree with you, Richie. You're wrong.
I don't have it in front of me, but I know what it is. Chris Kyle.
You said it on Facebook. Yeah, go ahead.
I know, I did. I posted it on Facebook, and it's got me all wound up. Chris Kyle, who was one of the most successful snipers in American history. 330 unconfirmed kills, 168 confirmed kills.
It's disgusting even to hear that.
Well, but if you talk to Chris Kyle and you listen to Chris Kyle, he is not about all the kills. He is about, okay, how many lives did I save?
I think we had him on this program.
We did not.
No, we didn't.
No, we did not. But he's very well known, had a best-selling book called American Sniper, which is now being made into a movie by Clint Eastwood. And Bradley Cooper is going to play him.
Mark Wahlberg thing.
And in part of his book, he claims that he was in a bar with Jesse Ventura, former governor and wrestler Jesse Ventura, who is also a former SEAL, and that Jesse Ventura said about some of the SEAL teams losing a few, they deserve to lose a few. And Chris Kyle claims that he punched Jesse Ventura and
Kyle admits to it.
Clocked him. You know, he writes about it in his book. He doesn't admit to it. He talks about it. But he does not say Jesse Ventura. He calls him Scruff Face in the book and kind of alludes to it. But then later in interviews admitted that he was talking about Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura then decides he's going to sue Chris Kyle for
$20 million. But he wasn't going to sue him before he admitted that it was him.
Right, I think
there was
he was
no
going
suit.
To. Right,
he was going to sue him anyway, even though he didn't acknowledge that
I don't know when he decided to file suit, after he admitted it or before then.
Okay.
So he takes him to court, and they're going through this whole thing. Meantime, Chris Kyle is trying to help a soldier, a Marine, who has PTSD. I don't know why, but takes him to a shooting range with a couple of his buddies so that they can go, you know, practice and, you know, get the guy out. And the guy with PTSD shoots and kills Chris Kyle. This is probably 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
So then everybody figures Jesse Ventura is going to drop the suit and he's dead and, you know, whatever. No, I'm going to sue the widow and the estate of Chris Kyle, or the estate of Chris Kyle, and I'm still going to go get my money. Because Chris Kyle, writing about me in this book, has damaged my my ability to make money. And I no longer am able to go out on the speaking tour, and I'm no longer able to get movies and TV shows because Chris Kyle said that he punched me in the face.
He said that his life has been ruined because he, the only place he felt comfortable was going to these Navy SEAL gatherings, and now he's not welcome there anymore.
Well, especially after suing and successfully winning. So he sued the estate. Chris Kyle's wife Tara is in charge of, and won $1.6 million. So now everybody in the world, except for some of us, thinks that Chris Kyle thinks that Jesse Ventura is the biggest dirtbag for suing the widow of a fallen hero. I would say to Jesse Ventura, when you went pretty much truther, that's when you started losing respect of everybody, and everybody thought you were a crackpot. When you started thinking that the government was behind the 9/11 attacks and that we actually bombed the buildings and did it all on purpose, that's when everybody thought you were a kook.
Well, and I'm going to say beyond that, what you can really go at him with is not what people think. The hard facts are that he has a job right now. He hosts one of those, truth TV shows, and it may be online only. I think it's at Aura TV or something like that, but obviously that means he's still hireable.
Yep. So, but then some people like Ken Kessler disagree.
Well, and my problem with this, and I should say first, I think Jesse is a kook, my personal opinion. But I think in the first place, if this event actually happened, there would have been witnesses in that bar, it would have been in the news or on the TV that Chris Kyle punched Jesse Ventura, because that's just the kind of society we live in now. And nothing ever came of that. There was no word about it. Jesse started this lawsuit when Chris Kyle was still alive. Chris Kyle gave a deposition and was recorded, and that was played in this trial. So he got to testify,
right?
Basically. He got to say his piece. But I think when you have this kind of case, this is more, for me, this is more about the publisher who didn't do anything to fact check any of this. And they're going to be the ones who have to pay. And I think that's where this kind of thing gets dangerous, because if publishers aren't held accountable, they're going to be printing more and more of this kind of crap.
Let me understand this from my perspective. I didn't know anything about this story. I know the two persons involved in it. So Kyle says in his deposition, or he's got all the testimony there, and they make their ruling based on that. Kyle and his widow is not going to pay the insurance company. He's going to pay the $1.8 million. Is that right?
The publisher is.
Publisher, okay. So if I'm looking at calling Jesse Ventura a dirtbag, I think that I would agree with Rich if the money were coming out of the estate. If the money's not coming out of the estate and she's not suffering in terms of how she might, what she needs to survive in the event now that her husband's gone, I would say that if he pushed it, even if he won and it was coming out of her pocket and he said, I don't want the money, I just wanted the principal, then he'd be okay in my book. And I'm not sure that he still isn't okay, because in a number of ways you all think he's kooky. I think a lot of the things that he says, frankly, make a lot of sense, and therefore you think I'm kooky. But
we know you're kooky.
Thank you. So anyway, I'm thinking Richie has gone a little too far with this. Kenny may have a measured response, but if in fact the publisher is doing the paying and it's not coming out of her, it's not coming out of the estate and it's not going to hurt her, I don't see anything wrong with this at all.
I did not know that she is not liable for it. I had always seen that the estate.
All right, so you changed your mind? He's not a dirtbag.
No. I still think he's a dirtbag.
Dirtbag. Okay. All right. 16 past the hour. Roberta Fasanelli and the Queen of Cheap update for the weekend. Stand by for that next on Good Day.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Fender acoustic electric guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar string 3 sets for $10. 7 Hohner harmonicas for $18. Or a 15-inch powered PA speaker for just $199. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at guitarcenter.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, art accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Yes! It is! Yes!
Yes! It is!
Yes!
Yes.
It is!
Yes, it is! It is!
All right, so what's the story? Who are we going to save money from?
Oh, well, if you need housewares and tableware and stuff like that, Onida's having an unbelievable summer online tent sale. Onida. You say Onida.
I say Onida.
Up to 80% off, and then we have a secret coupon code for you that gets an additional 15% off. Plus, they have flat rate shipping of $2.99, which is incredible because you know how much dishes and all this stuff weigh. So for $2.99, just put your whole order into one, and that's all you pay for shipping. Includes Anchor Hocking items as well. Some incredible deals there.
If you want a horrible name for a company, Anchor Hocking.
Anchor Hocking. I don't know. That's the name of the.
The name of the.
They make great glasses, though. I love their glassware.
Yeah.
Free medium 7-Eleven Slurpee. Now you have to text Six Flags to 711-711. You'll get a coupon that's valid through the end of the year for a free medium Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
Wow, what a clever texting number.
711-711.
My kids love free Slurpees.
Do they really?
Free Slurpee Day, they do it every year, is a huge thing in our neighborhood.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, Rich.
That's a big thing in your neighborhood.
It is. Now, you know those annoying decals on the back of, like, soccer mom vans, you know, with the little stick figures, the mom, the dad, the kid. Yeah, the five turtles, the three dogs, the cats, blah, blah, blah. Well, Disney has their version of it. They're giving it to you absolutely free, so
Richie, she started to say for free, and then she stopped.
I know, very
they're
good
absolutely free, and I didn't want to get yelled at by you. So even if you're not a soccer mom, you can order these and pretend that you are.
I like the one where there's like Luke, Darth Vader,
right,
all
exactly.
Star Wars characters. C-3PO.
So yeah. In relationship.
Hey, Guitar Center deal, 15% off at Best Buy. Free $50
Best Buy gift Guitar card. Center, yes.
Yes.
Queen of Cheap Report. The Queen of Cheap box at DougStephan.com. In concert with that, story of high food prices coming up the next half hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Daily One Hit Wonder Contest. This is Turning Japanese.
You love this song.
1980. Japanese.
Gotta figure out who this is.
Is in essence a song. We're playing a song by a group that had only one hit. You tell us the name of the group at 888-302-3684. Hard to sit still with it. Turning Japanese from 1980. Know the name of the group? 888-302-3684. We'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. Turning Japanese. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. They were a three-man British new wave group together in the late 70s, early 80s. Writer of the song said it had nothing to do with becoming Japanese. The word fit, or it could have been Portuguese or Lebanese, I suppose. So the band, having broken up in 82, the focus was on one of the members. Let's see. TV producer. I always loved this. I like the Turtles. Those guys all became stockbrokers. So one's a lawyer, one's a TV producer, the other one runs a UK record company. What's the name of the group? 888-302-3684. All right, that's it.
It's about angst.
Hint department.
Of losing your girlfriend.
All right, Richie.
Yeah.
You found the video of the day today, which is the new song from Brian Setzer called Let's Shake.
Oh, I did.
Yes,
yeah.
You did.
Let me go get it here.
Do that. Well, should I take a call while we're doing this and try to figure out who
this
is?
No, I can get it right here. There you go. Let's Shake, Brian Setzer's new song. It was released yesterday on USAtoday.com.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, it's crazy, it's some fun.
Crazy what we're living in, and then we're all why you say that?
I've been giving in, sleeping all day, and rocking all night. Let's shake, 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 well, let's shake, 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 shake. Well,
one of the few musical groups you and I agree on.
I wouldn't say that. We agree on quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Really? Elvis, the Beatles, the Stones. We really get everything together.
I'm just trying to
you and I are like a match made in heaven,
Kate
musically.
Smith, you guys like
yeah.
her.
Yeah, we both yeah, love Kate Smith. Smith. But, yeah, this is what you'd expect. This is what you'd expect from Texas.
I know.
Good old in-your-face rockabilly.
Can we move to the...
You know what I want to play for you, though?
I got to get this guy on
here. I want to play Japanese.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Don calls from Ramsey, New Jersey. Don, thank you. I apologize for all the noise in the background. Hello.
That's okay. It's the morning and everybody's getting revved up.
It is. It's the weekend. We're about to get into the weekend. So what's the name of the group doing Turning Japanese?
The Vapors.
The Vapors. What do you remember most about the song?
That it was a big dance song. Back then.
You know what turning Japanese means, although they say,
I'm just asking.
Yes,
go there.
Turning Portuguese, turning Lebanese. That's all I wanted to know. All right, you a big dancer, Don?
I'm sorry?
Are you a big dancer? Do you like to dance?
In my day, I guess.
Were you any good?
Yeah, everybody thinks they're good.
Especially a couple of beers.
Ever see right. Doug dance?
We'll have a CD with a bunch of these one-hit wonders for you, sir. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Yes, kitty needs stimulation. Years ago, many of us lived in more rural environments, full of green places and almost free from the threat of vehicular traffic. Kitty could romp and play. You could watch her from the kitchen window as she maneuvered herself in and out of all sorts of playful jams. That was the old days. Well, today, much of suburbia is made of concrete and full of automobile congestion, as well as packs of dogs and some crazy teens out there as well. Yes, of course, cats are bright and intelligent and have real needs, needs that require titillating life experiences and new areas to explore, smell, and even claw. You know, when I first wrote my book, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and one of the chapters in there is how to teach your cat to walk on a harness and lead, I realized it was way too dangerous to let our cats outside by themselves, but they still needed that mental stimulation. So what I suggest people do is either build an enclosure in their yard for their cat or take the time to teach their cat to walk on a harness and lead so the cat can see the great outdoors in a safe, sensible way. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squire Stratocaster for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 2 Symbol boom stands for $40. Or a pair of Elisa studio monitors for just $49. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for 2 to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in store and at guitarcenter.com. This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Fender acoustic electric guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar string, 3 sets for $10. 7 Hohner harmonicas for $18. Or a 15-inch powered PA speaker for just $1.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah, had a little fun on Friday whilst discussing the issues of the day. The gang's all here. Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and me with a focus on a couple of things that are fairly serious. You may have heard that there was a ceasefire. When you went to bed last night, you may have heard that there was a ceasefire that had been called in the Gaza war. Lasted about 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. And supposedly in terms of their time, it was dawn Friday. It was supposed to give folks in the Palestinian territory a chance to get out on the streets.
Humanitarian season.
Allow for the distribution of food, right, medical care.
Yeah, they said that their markets all of a sudden just popped open and everybody went out and did their shopping and got their vegetables.
Right.
And then
bombing started all over again.
Right.
Thanks to the Palestinians or Hamas. So that was the end of that. Kaputsky, more of the same. I'm so tired of hearing about this, of listening to people, and
the one thing that's kind of I don't know if I want to say surprising, but I'm seeing a lot of is that a lot of people are on the Palestinian side on social media.
This picture is 3 years old. They're using
what changed popular opinion in the U.S. was last week when that UN school was bombed by Israel. There were these images of kids with shrapnel, so the minute you see the kids hurting, people automatically start to switch sides.
Right.
They start to have sympathy. Well, I found an article yesterday that talked about how many of those images were years old,
conflict, yeah.
Yes, all coming out of Syria, exactly.
Right.
And so, it's so powerful, the images that are put out there, that are perpetrated on social media, that you see them, and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's mind changes without them really knowing the real story.
Isn't it fascinating how we use children to manipulate the world
of course.
And people?
Okay.
immigration. We're in immigration right now.
Oh, don't stop burning.
The 50,000 kids are just a small percentage of people coming over the border.
Right.
Yet that's what we're using to manipulate our feelings on how we should deal with immigration.
Stop this.
Right. And then, you know, you always hear it. Every politician, local, Republican, Democrat, whatever it is, you always hear it from them. Well, we're going to have to cut schools. We're going to have to cut nursery, preschool. Yeah. We're going to have to cut kids' lunches. Kids are going to go hungry.
That's why
they always use kids.
Now suggest that Congress has a 9% approval rating. 9%.
But not
the jokes last night from all of the. Every monologue was a joke about congressmen leaving town, politicians leaving town.
And not doing anything.
I mean, it's just pathetic.
But this picture just goes to prove it's not just our politicians. It's the world. They use kids to manipulate us.
All right. Speaking of what's going on the border, someone referred to it yesterday as Dysfunction Junction. No agreement on how to move forward. President says $3.7 billion is needed. The Democrats say 2.7 is needed. The Republicans say 0.7 billion is 700 million. And so they go to summer recess today. This is, again, completely footballed around. The same problem as the VA. No leadership, no ideas. The same yammering from the same people, for the most part, about the same kind of issue, ineffective government, inefficient, and just obnoxiously wasting your tax dollars. And so on it goes. So the immigration bill, same thing. Taking care of the vets is the same thing. Now, the bill, it started at $5 billion. That was the proposal. No, it was $2 billion to fix the VA. Then it was $5 billion. Then it was $7 billion. Then it was $9 billion. Then it was $10 billion. It's now $16 billion to fix Veterans Affairs. And the Senate approved the bill to spend your money to fix something. Now, to be fair, the Bernie Sanders version, which came out earlier this week, Senator from Vermont, does give them more latitude to fire the people that are there that aren't doing the job. But is it really something that will happen? How many people are responsible for this? How deep down into the bores, the bowels of the VA does this problem go? I'm telling you, it goes way down. And in order for this thing to be fixed, pretty much everybody ought to be fired. It's wholesale. The idea that penetrates, and it isn't just, again, at the VA. It's all over. The people on the border that are on the take. It's all about money. It's all about the facade that this is going to get fixed. It isn't going to get fixed as long as you have anybody that's connected with it at the moment staying there to sort of rework rearranging the chairs on the Titanic, right? Same kind of thing, unless I'm wrong. Anybody got a disagreement?
No.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Kenny or Jennifer or Roberta or Richie. Anything that we're saying you want to have your way with us, help yourself to that. Kenny, what do you have for comments on any of these things? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Paul says Hamas is sacrificing Gaza for their extremism.
Sacrificing Gaza.
You can see that.
The right word. I mean, they've been sacrificing it forever. This has been going on. Hamas was organized same time the Jewish state was organized in 48.
I heard a spokesperson for one of the relief groups trying to, you know, help with all of the victims here and on both sides. No. And they were saying it's almost to the point where it's past being able to help them. They're about to lose all their sewage. They're about to lose all their electricity. They're about to have just basically get sent back into the Stone Age if this doesn't stop.
All right, what else, Kenny?
Greg says, Israelis clearly mark their soldiers with uniforms. The Muslim militants dress in civilian clothes and hide behind women and children. If you hide behind your children while shooting at other people's children, don't be surprised when they shoot back.
Isn't it interesting how, though, they've manipulated with these pictures that Jennifer was talking about? It's all manipulation, and people fall for it.
Yep, because they're not educated, and you see just a couple of images in passing, and then your mind is made up.
Yep. What else, Kenny?
Mark says Israel has accepted ceasefire after ceasefire, and every time Hamas either rejects or violates them.
Really? All right, I think we need to spend a minute on what you probably didn't know. Hours before the attacks of September 11th, Bill Clinton told an audience in Australia that he almost killed Osama bin Laden during his presidency. He was speaking to a group of businessmen on September 10th, 2001. He said he nearly got at the al-Qaeda leader, but didn't go through with the missile attack because of the collateral damage that would have come from it.
And because the same day was the day that he was on trial for impeachment.
Right. Oh, right. You know, get into that too much, but yeah.
But it was the same day, so I mean, maybe there was some distraction also playing a part.
Roberta,
leave me alone.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Oh, thanks on my mind.
That the birds that we see outside of our windows these days can be traced back to the dinosaur era.
Yes, I know.
How'd you know that?
Well, I know that I've heard that dinosaurs are very closely related to birds.
Did you know that the birds outside Roberta's window say that she can be traced back to the dinosaur era? I think I remember her.
Yeah. In the journal Science,
you can hit
the birds were called theropods. I thought that's what you used to move your furniture around. What is that? What are they, those
pods?
Yeah,
like those pods.
The pods.
I had one. Pods. Pods. Yeah.
All right, so early birds. Everybody's heard about the birds. Birds. Bird is the word.
There's always a song with you.
I get high marks for my singing. Are you kidding? Please.
She
loves my singing.
She does love your singing.
He loves everything about me.
She's a lucky
There's
lady.
Nothing about
you
me.
We have to get her on the air. We have to question her about things.
She doesn't want to go on the air. Once in a while, she'll
see. Let us take care of that. We'll set her straight.
Right. Good.
My gosh, you got a girlfriend and didn't put her on the air?
Where's
the media?
First for everything.
Maybe this is why it works.
All right, moving on. That's why.
I'll make you a radio star, honey.
Speak into my microphone.
Where's my microphone?
I've known you far too long, Doug.
I know you have. Stop it.
Yes.
Rub your head. 17 before. Ladies and
gentlemen.
Aren't
you happy I'm back?
I'm very happy you're back because I love you and I love your voice. I love your brains. I love, I think most everything about you. There are stressing. But
we'll stop while we're ahead.
Let's stop now and let's get rid of the bags and puffiness that Roberta has under her eyes.
Because I use them. Yes.
Genucell, created from stem cell research. The serum that's been created to get to the bags, the puffiness, I'm not sure whether there may be a little. I haven't ever looked at the tube to see if there's collagen in this or not. Collagen is something, and Roberta would know about this. That's a great sort of filler.
I have a collagen degree.
Yeah. Roberta's back, boys and girls. All right. So here's a lady named Lois who's in New York, actually, Roberta. Mm-hmm. She has written via email to me, doug@dougstefan.com. I love Genucell. I use it every day. I would say, looking in the mirror, the change in my face around my eyes is remarkable. So here's what you do to call now. When you call 800-543-9262, what you do is ask for Genucell. You want the Doug Stefan deal, which includes a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream. Mm. It's a free gift that comes with your order. Good stuff. Get silky smooth skin by calling 800-543-9262. The second it hits your face, you will feel the difference. In 12 hours, you'll notice the difference. And over weeks, you'll know that you've been on the right treatment. 800-543-9262. Keep it handy. Use it every night. Use it every morning. And you will have a difference. Eliminate the wrinkles, the puffiness around your eyes. 800-543-9262.
Where's my microphone? And now, Katy Perry.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Celebrities like Malcolm Jamal Warner and Katie Sackhoff are hitting the road with Kiel since 1851 in support of AMFAR, an organization dedicated to ending the global AIDS epidemic. Kiel's, the New York-based purveyor of fine quality skincare products, is celebrating its fifth annual charity motorcycle ride called Life Ride for AMFAR. Kiel's president, Chris Salgado.
Kiehl's has a long-standing relationship with AMFAR, and we are excited to ride together from Milwaukee to New York City. The ride kicks off at Harley-Davidson headquarters and will stop at Kiehl's stores on the route, where a portion of sales will go to AMFAR. The ride also includes a special dedication of the AIDS Memorial Quilt on Governor's Island and a big finale event in New York City on August 12th.
In celebration of Life Ride, Kiehl's will introduce a limited edition jumbo size of their ultimate strength hand salve with profits going to AMFAR. By the end of this ride, Kiehl's will have raised $1 million for AMFAR since 2010. To learn more and find out when the ride will visit your local store, visit Kiehl's.com.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Fender acoustic electric guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 7 Hohner harmonicas for $18. Or a 15-inch powered PA speaker for just $199. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at GuitarCenter.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
I could ask you that on the air, I guess. Jennifer Horn is here with the television report, and I just asked her off the air whether we talked about Kira Sedgwick going to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah,
what is that show about?
It's
really?
A comedy show that is Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live. It's won a ton of awards
already.
Has
no
this
viewers,
year.
But lots of Emmys.
Yeah, people like it. I tried to watch it.
Maybe
they're
trying to put people on, like she'd attract the people like her, that she might attract.
She might attract an older crowd, but this show, I think, is really set up for 20-somethings. But
that's interesting that she's going to that
She's
show.
Not going full-time. It's just a guest starring role. So
but the closer was attracted a very young, it was an 18 to 49 show.
Mm-hmm.
The closer was not for, although...
And there's a Fox connection. You know, she's married to Kevin Bacon, who's on
right.
The Following. So,
yeah.
You know, and her episode and the season, her
and
episode
way,
airs on
I'm
October
5th. I'm a little taken back that you said she'd attract an older following.
Well, she would. I hate to break it to you.
I don't think
we're
that's
getting old.
She's my
older.
Age.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess
by
what
the way,
you are?
Did you know that Kevin Bacon,
older.
Married
Stop
to Kira Sedgwick, had a large investment and lost a lot of money? To that dirtbag investor guy.
Oh, Madoff.
Yeah, Bernie Madoff.
Yeah. All right,
Walking Dead.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I knew Roberta Dead. Would like this one. In an interview with Entertainment Weekly Radio at Comic-Con, Walking Dead star Andrew Lincoln hinted that there could be some major deaths coming in season 5.
Oh, yeah.
He said it's an inevitable part
they all already
of the show.
Dead?
Yeah, that's right. Very good.
Zombies are already dead.
Okay.
So watch out. Yeah. And also, the co-star of the show, Norman Reedus, teased some shocking deaths as well at HuffPost. He said, grab your tissues. So be on the lookout. Season 5 premieres on October 12th. Doctor Who, also a good one for Roberta. BBC America announced Thursday that the long-running sci-fi series Doctor Who is headed to the big screen in celebration of Season 8, which is pretty cool. It's the first season starring Peter Capaldi as the titular Doctor.
All right, this Game of Thrones thing throws me, because I can't imagine this show being as popular as it is.
Oh, it's huge.
It is huge. I understand. Yeah. Why? What does that say about not only people in America, but around the world?
Game of Thrones is perfect because they like to behead people, so it's perfect for Eastern Europe. And that's different. Game of Thrones has set a new on-demand record for Germany with pay TV player Sky TV, Sky Deutschland. They recorded 2.3 million viewers for the show on their streaming service, which is crazy.
All right. That's the
Sharknado. Big. $1 billion mentions on Twitter.
Wow. 3.9
total million. 3.9 million viewers. Yeah.
51 apps.
Billion.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Cindy Richards, who is a journalist serving as editor-in-chief for TravelingMom.com. I will find out where the late summer... Oh, I don't even want to say that. Wash my mouth out with soap. Late summer trips. You know, school starts in 2 weeks.
You know, another mom blogger friend of mine said that we still have 35% of the summer left, people.
Yeah, we do.
We'll be jumping back into the
fall
already.
Well, we actually are only 50% in terms of actual days because summer doesn't end until September 21st.
There you go.
So... let's map out some travel plans in a moment here with Cindy Richards on Good Day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jen, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, Cindy Richards is with us again. She is a Pulitzer Prize nominated journalist, worked in Chicago's two major newspapers. I was thinking, Cindy, that we ought to write you a song. She's a traveling mom everywhere she goes.
Oh, we would love to have a traveling mom song.
Really?
You can do that.
I can do that.
And Doug's such a good singer, Cindy.
I'm such
sure
a great singer.
With the result.
I'm a terrific lyricist. You right. will get unbelievable attention.
He's a terrific driver.
I am
That's
the man.
Fabulous.
When it comes to getting...
I am the man.
Yeah,
and he's modest, too.
Yes, I am. All right, so we were just laughing about the amount of time left in the summer for vacay, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people are out first couple of weeks of August, then school starts, back to school, all that other stuff. So what is there that people can take advantage of now that they might not have been able to? And I'll give you an example of why I'm asking the question. I remember getting, I do a lot of flying East Coast to West Coast and back again. And so I'm watching the prices. During the winter time, I do probably every week, 10 days, 2 weeks, I'm back and forth. And I can do a round trip for in the low 300s normally, or at least in the last year. I remember I used to be able to do it in the like 190, 200. This summer, I've paid 500, 520, 530, 570 to do a round trip. So all the airlines, including American, say, oh, at the end of August, we have a special sale. Prices are going to get cheaper. Wow, wow, wow. So yesterday, I priced a trip, round trip, the first week of September. And, yep, it's big savings. I paid $520 last time. The price is $493 now. Big savings.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So you should drive then is what Cindy's probably going to tell you.
All right. So where can we drive?
Yeah, there you go. Yep. That makes it road trip season. Besides, you know, that's sort of the great American pastime, right? The kids in the back fighting, mom and dad in the front yelling.
Or more recently, Cindy, more recently what's happening is parents just leave the kids in the car to cook. There's a lot of that going on this
time. Nice.
Oh, that's just horrible.
It is horrible.
That just breaks my heart.
Isn't it awful? All right, anyway, let's have some fun, though. Let's focus on what you suggest people do. Road trips, how long should people, a 500-mile deal doable? What's usually the best length of time miles to travel?
I just tell people just to make, unless you really want your trip to be about the road, if you really like being in the car and, you know, watching the world go by, then go as far as you want. But if your point is to get someplace, then find a place within about a 3-hour drive from you.
Really?
Unless you're going to go for a week. Otherwise, you spend, you know, 2 days on the way out and 2 days on the way back, and all of a sudden you've only got 3 days of wherever you're going.
So
right?
If we're in the car, what are some tips that we should use to help make it a little easier for us?
Well, you know, if you're traveling with kids particularly, I think food is the answer.
Food.
Give them snacks. Give them snacks. It keeps them busy, you know. You can go to one of those dollar store kind of places and buy some little tchotchke things and hand them out every hour. You know, I have writers who talk about a reward system, and, you know, the kids who don't fight get one. You know, if you can not hit your brother for an hour, you're going to get another prize at 1 o'clock or whatever. I never did so much of that with my kids, but the other really key thing is, no matter whether you're traveling with kids or you're traveling by yourself, is to stop every couple of hours. Get out of the car. Stretch. You know, we all know that sitting's really bad for us, right? It's no better for us sitting in a car than it is sitting at our computers all day long. So, you know, we're really big on taking detours, we call it. So you see one of those signs for a weird roadside marker.
Yeah. Don't you visit it. Hi, check out Cindy Richards' explanation and suggestions at Traveling Mom.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.